This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, Fat Boy, the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
B1's rule.
Turn it up.
On the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige with you. And let's begin with a discussion on movies. Which is one of the most brilliant science fiction films ever, according to Steven Spielberg?
I almost said Avatar, but he hates James Cameron.
Yeah, there's a rivalry.
Not anything he had a hold of or anything, huh? Something someone else did.
Yeah, just watching the film, he thinks it's brilliant.
I mean, we're talking about, I'm going to say something like...
I'm going to say Barbie.
Abyss? Does that count?
It's going to be something stupid is why I'm thinking outside the box. It's not going to be like... He's not going to give credit... Oh.
I'm going to say 2001.
Space Odyssey. Yeah. Boy, oh, get
is,
on my level.
That is Blair. A great film. You're on to something.
It's not that, though?
I've never finished it.
Oh.
Never been able to watch that whole movie.
Oh, man. It influenced so much.
It did.
Made you think.
Yes. Kubrick, man. What a wildfire.
He made some great movies. And then that one.
That's Tommy Rich, not Ric Flair. Wildfire.
Oh, here it is.
It's Bubble Boy.
Turn it up. Grandma's Boy. Is it Bridesmaids?
No. The answer is Dune Part 2. Steven Spielberg thinks that Dune Part 2 is one of the most brilliant science fiction films he's ever seen.
Speaking of movies I never finished was Dune. I just had no interest whatsoever.
First one was boring.
It was boring as hell.
You know the best part about Dune 2 is the TikTok going around of the guy making fun of Elvis, and he says, "They took my hair, mama." Because he's bald in Dune 2.
Oh.
He's white and bald. Okay. I don't mean like white like you and me. I mean like the actual color white.
Okay. Like this paper here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like they have white people in that movie. They're actual white.
He also says that Timothy
like the color.
Chalamet's with him riding a sandworm is one of the greatest scenes ever.
Tremors did that.
Yeah, they ripped off Tremors. Yeah. They're fighting over cinnamon.
Beetlejuice had them first, though. Beetlejuice, then Tremors, now this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot Beetlejuice.
Or they all ripped off Dune. It came before those two.
It's supposed to be six Dunes.
David Lynch Dune.
Spielberg. He recently sat down with director Denis Villeneuve, and he told him that he's part of his short list of directors who are builders of worlds, like George Lucas, Tim Burton, James Cameron,
Ray Wyatt,
and others.
Yeah, he was
he's an eater of worlds.
He ate
right.
worlds. Yeah.
He ate worlds.
Yeah, kind of like that one guy from X-Men, the bad one.
I heard about
Dune
2. Gambit was cool.
The only thing I know about Dune 2 is their cool popcorn thing. That's it. Yeah. I only know about that because it's Saturday Night Live.
It makes everybody That's jealous. We don't have more AMC theaters around here.
Right.
We can go get the cool popcorn tubs.
Stock of VR. Zendaya was in that?
I think so.
She looked really pretty. That's all I know.
Yeah, I can't get into her like people can.
Why? Because she looks 14?
Yeah, that's part of what it is. I get That's probably a good reason, right?
Chalamet's good in stuff. He's just in stuff I don't give a damn about. Like, I watched that.
Yeah.
I watched
Wonka?
I watched part of it, most of it. I fell asleep before it ended, and I didn't care to go back and finish what I missed.
Oh, wow.
But I enjoyed it. What I saw of it was good. I just I probably fell asleep with like 15, 20 minutes left. I pretty much tell you what happened from there, I guess.
Oh, so
I imagine,
yes.
Since he has to have a chocolate factory afterwards, probably everything works out in his favor at the end.
You got to the Oompa Loompa.
Yeah, if it's a prequel, you know he's not going to die at the end.
Yeah, I did get to see Hugh Grant as the Oompa Loompa.
He's great.
He's a little butthole early on in the movie.
He's a
jerk.
A thief.
Well, I mean, have you ever met a nice one?
Never met one.
If you do.
It's a little dance.
Yeah.
You better have chocolate.
Watch out. I'll shoot you with a t-shirt.
Well, in this film, this is the brilliance, according to Steven. There is a desert-loving story, but for such a desert-loving film, there is such a yearning for water in this movie. For all the sand you have in this film, it's really about water.
So it's brilliant because people in the desert want water.
Yeah.
You never read much about Egypt back in the day, then.
I didn't know there was an original Dune.
Aqueducts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think that means blue ducks. It doesn't.
It does not.
That's aqua.
Yeah. They got no aqua.
So... That's what would happen.
It shouldn't be aqueducts. I mean, it shouldn't be aqua when it's agua most places.
So people in the desert want water. This is basically about building Phoenix then.
The sacred waters that are yearning for green meadows and the blue water.
I got to cut the rocks today. I don't have grass.
No. This is weird to see houses in Vegas. Like, you got a nice house, but you got rocks in the yard.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Henderson County. It'll be like.
Dune 3 is going to be about building Hoover Dam. You're absolutely right.
Oh, Lord. That's going to be a horror movie then.
No,
like 1,000 men died building that building.
You got to have Randy Quaid in there.
It was during a time when you if you were a carpenter or a contractor or whatever they called him back then, just a hardworking man made famous by the great Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah.
You knew going into it that several of y'all were going to die and not go back home to the missus and your gaggle of kids. I mean, during the Hoover Dam... over 1,000 men, I believe. Mm-hmm. It was a significant amount. And then
the official number is 96, it says. But nobody believes that to be true.
God, well, I feel like a dummy now.
Well, that's whenever everything I'm looking at, even the Bureau of Reclamation.gov, the official number in quotes, it's nobody believes it. Not even the government. Not even the people who give you the number believe it's true.
Like Empire State Building, a bunch of people died. But you know what? Some of them deserved it. They were eating lunch on those.
See? That's what I was wondering about.
They those were not real pictures.
They weren't tied off, though, right?
They were behind. You would go to the fair. And I'm not saying that one is. But you'd go to the fair. They'd do the backdrops.
You take that picture at the top of the rock now, 30 Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I have a picture of great, how's it? My great, great. Grandpa and his wife, which would be my great great grandma, on it in a model car, and in the background it's a painting of them driving down the road, and for that time it looked like they were driving down the road, but it said fair day blah 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 year, and that one's been touched up a lot and made real famous. They were not, it would be impossible to go walk across that beam, sit down, lay food out. Impossible.
My mind's blown about the sailor picture and how they didn't know each other.
My mind's blown that Roy Orbison ain't blind.
Back in that day,
or him described as a bat back in the day.
Back in them days, how long would it take to get down from the top? Like, do they have construction elevators back then? They might have had to be up there. I don't know. Because if it takes like 2 hours to climb down from your work spot, that's your lunch break and then some.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why would you go out on a beam that was hanging by the cable rather than just set on the building that you've already built, unless you're maybe it's like the breastfeeding lady, just want attention.
Yeah, maybe so. Just to do it, just because we can.
You know what? I have the internet at my disposal. Maybe
I'm
going to find out. I'm going to look that up finally instead of just wondering all these.
And how
years.
Do you go to the bathroom? I don't know.
Watch out below.
I squat if I'm in public.
Okay. Well, Skid Row, their lead singer, Eric Cromwell, he had to leave the band due to some health issues. He had treatment against leukemia, and then he went on tour, and he said that he continued touring with an impaired immune system, and which was the result of a bone marrow transplant. So he had to step away from Skid Row, and he'll be replaced by Hailstorm's Lizzie Hale for the shows in May and June.
When was it not Bach?
For like 30 years.
Really?
Yeah. Where have you been?
Nobody likes him at all.
Sebastian Bach.
I mean, we offered him a massage that day, and he cussed us out.
I remember that. Yeah. He kept blood of Gene Simmons in his fridge. I remember that from his cribs.
And the amulet he'd wear around his neck.
Yeah.
Not a hospital truck, an amulet.
Yeah.
I never got
call to, an ambulance. It's a big
to
one.
Meet him when he was here, but he did sing very well when he did Jesus Christ Superstar at the Peace Center.
Well, he was wearing the Shroud of Turin that day when he opened the door.
Yeah, he was. I've never been a bed sheet naked.
It was a bed sheet.
He was a singer from Skid Row from 87 to 96.
He'd been in 96. They should have got him first crack. You want to come back?
I'm sure they didn't call him.
So, Eric.
Well, they should have.
Only been with the band for 2 years, and, you know, of course they wish him well going through all that.
That sucks. Well, they all do it, man. Like, I thought ZZ Top would stop for a little bit when Dusty died.
Nah.
They kept going.
Stones didn't miss a beat. Uh-oh. The only band that quit for a while was Foo Fighters.
And then Zeppelin, right? Like, we can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I think they brought Cody Jinks out. I'm not even making a joke, to play a song with him at some festival.
Who?
ZZ Top now.
Okay.
And
it's either Z Top or ZZ.
Yeah. And man, it's like he looks like a young ZZ.
They were here like a week or two ago, right?
I was longer than that. The one at Simpsonville?
Nah, it was like a wellness arena, I think.
Oh, I didn't know. By the way, the photograph is not a candid shot of the launch atop a skyscraper. It was a publicity stunt by the Rockefeller Center to advertise their new RCA building.
Mm-hmm.
When it was almost finished. The men, however, did sit on the beam and chow down, but it was not their idea. It was a stage photo.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. All photos back then were staged, meaning
you
had to stand still or it would blur. So they, you know, like the famous Roswell picture of the guy kneeled down picking up the tinfoil and looking at the other guy, and he's over his shoulder looking down at him. They were sitting there doing that to take the photo.
Yeah. ZZ Top was here 2 weeks ago today with Skinner.
Good Lord. What?
The Sharp Dressed Simple Man tour. I saw a lot of people go, but I forgot ZZ Top was on it.
I remember that now, Skinner.
Skinner and ZZ Top 2 weeks ago today down at the arena.
They should have. My gosh. Yep. I mean, if I didn't know that.
All right, then.
I'm serious. That's really insane.
I'd forgotten about it, but I knew it was happening for it, dude.
Won't you tell an MF?
I thought everybody knew.
My friend.
Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
Thank you, Paige.
You're right about Foo Fighters. I thought they'd stop, too. But I thought they'd done enough to when he died. They'd be like, we're done.
I know, but maybe the writing is therapeutic, and it helps Dave Grohl get. I mean, look at what he's been through.
I don't want to.
Yeah, that'd be.
Why you trying to bring me down?
A sad movie. All right, we will take a break. Don't forget, before we get out of here today, we will be saying happy birthday to people or those two words.
Suck it.
Right after this. Good morning.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
We'll start first with the creative P1 name, P1 Narc McGuire. Very nice. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. You?
Man, I'm good, but I'm feeling, man, I'm catching some heat from all my friends, my sister, my girlfriend. It was my dad's birthday last weekend, and they live down out of Atlanta, so I went to spend the weekend, you know, I'm pretty close to my folks. My girlfriend couldn't get off, so I went down by myself, and Friday night we had an awesome dinner. And we went back to the house, and Dad asked me if I wanted to go down. He's got like a man cave in the basement. He asked me if I wanted to go down and watch a movie.
Oh, no, you didn't watch porn with your daddy.
Oh, you didn't watch porn with your daddy.
I did not watch porn. I told you, it was not, I don't think it's that weird. I did not watch porn with my dad.
Okay.
We sat down, he put in Django Unchained, and we were watching the movie.
I just mentioned that.
I love that movie.
It's a great movie.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
But so we're sitting there, and we're watching the movie. And if you think it's fun, just normal, my dad pulled out a bag of weed and we started smoking.
Holy moly. Oh, boy, I was
and
not
it's
expecting
that. Much
that.
Better when you're high. Well, I wasn't either, man. Like, I had never seen my dad smoke before, but I thought, you know what? It's his birthday. He's an adult. I'm an adult. And it was really kind of cool. I was sitting there smoking with my dad. And then out of nowhere, mom comes downstairs.
Oh,
and like we're giggling because the crazy German guy's on, and she comes downstairs, and I think we're busted, right?
Yeah.
And she just starts laughing at us for watching the movie. Like, my dad's seen it like 100 times, and she was kind of, you know, just giving him a hard time. And next thing I know, out of nowhere, she reaches over and she starts smoking too.
What?
Yeah, mom, dad, like the three of us are just lighting up in the basement. It was so weird, but it was so much fun.
So is that something that you, I'm not trying to get you to incriminate yourself, but is that something you partake of from time to time?
You know, a little bit, just kind of normal, a little bit recreationally.
Yeah.
But never with my parents.
How old are your parents? So, I can't tell how old you are by your voice. How old are your parents?
My parents are in their 50s.
Okay. And did you know prior to that they did it?
No, like I mean, they were really straight when I was growing up, like, or at least I thought they were really straight when I was growing up. And so, I mean, literally, they're in their 50s, and you know, I'm 28 years old.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, here we go. I'm smoking pot with my parents in their basement.
And let me ask you this: so obviously, this would come up. Did you say, "Whoa, you know, this is odd. Is this something you have done all along, or was this just like a happy birthday weekend celebration?"
You know, I kind of just went with the flow because I didn't want to break it up, and it was abundantly clear that they do this quite a bit.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, if mom just comes in and ain't nothing weird about her coming in the basement and then starting right up, they must do it regularly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you told your sister, and she gave you hell about it?
Yeah, I came home. I told my sister and girlfriend. And I mean, they both know I smoke, and they're treating me like I'm a scumbag. And here I am with my parents that are, you know, well off in their basement. Obviously, they're successful. It's not a problem for them. And they just treat me like I'm this incredible piece of dirt. So I told my buddies, right? Mm-hmm. And my buddies smoke a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they treated me like I was a scumbag, too. And I don't get it. I mean, people drink with their parents all the time. What's so weird about me getting high with my folks?
Look, I've known plenty of people who did drugs with their parents. Usually, though, it's because they had a bad relationship with their parents. You seem to, like, y'all all seem to get along well.
Oh, we get along really well. They were great parents. And it was really cool for them to see me as an adult and for, like, me to see them as people, right? And just us there. Yeah, and I don't get it, and I wanted to know what you guys thought.
Okay, so when especially like, well, both of them, when they would hit it, did they look like they knew what they were doing, or was it like, you know, they were just coughing their heads off and just?
No, I mean, you could tell they've got this from way back. They knew very much what they were doing.
Okay, I think I don't think it's weird to people that don't do it because they don't get it. But I mean, do you think there's any medicinal stuff here, or is this just your parents just trying to just, you know?
My dad doesn't have glaucoma, man.
Okay.
We're just having fun.
Just having fun.
And here's the thing. I made the birthday party and my sister didn't, and she's going to give me a hard time about it?
Oh, yeah.
She's jealous.
Yeah, she's jealous. Can't worry about that. I mean, I'll tell you this. There was now, you're a grown person. I'm telling you from a high school perspective. There was a girl's mother who would routinely have folks over, let them drink in the basement of the home while we were in high school. And a couple of times she would come down there and drink with us. And I remember thinking, you know, all my friends thought, wow, Miss So-and-so is the coolest mom ever. And I was like, no, I feel for her daughter right now who is sitting here watching everybody get plastered with her mother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mom.
That's a little weird in high school.
Yeah, but then there was also in high school, though, there was a friend whose father participated in the act of smoking marijuana and, in fact, would time to time sell us extra.
Yeah.
From the dad, we'd go pick the dude up to hang out on a Friday night, and his daddy would meet us out in the garage away from mom and sell us like a dime bag.
Oh.
Now, see, he sounds a little bit like a dirt bag. My dad's a professional. He's not selling to kids. We were sitting in the basement together.
Yeah.
You know, that's different, man.
The dude whose dad it was he didn't have any shame in it, you know?
Yeah. It's also more awkward when you're a teenager. Like, if you're in high school, it's got to be super awkward then.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these are people doing something that they've been telling you not to do. It's like the old, what is it, some movie or some TV show or something where you, or some commercial where you see the kid lighting up in his bedroom.
Yeah.
And then it pans over to the next window and it's his dad lighting up by himself in the next bedroom over.
They should go join together down in the bonus room.
It's weird when you're
That's right.
When
watch
you're
Django. It's a lot more fun.
I would love to be able to say I did that with my dad. I mean, honest to God, I would love to have, and according to, you know, before he passed, my daddy told me he only did it one time in his life, and I know that is bullcrap.
Just once.
Yeah, he's coming home from third shift, and a guy gave him a quote, left-handed cigarette, and my daddy said he went home and sat on the front porch steps and smoked it and woke up 4 hours later asleep on the porch when my mama got home from work.
Uh-oh.
That was the last time. And your girlfriend that was kind of put off by this, does she smoke as well or just? Or?
She didn't really smoke. I mean, a couple of times since we've been together when I was smoking, she'd act like she was gonna. And it doesn't really, it's not really her thing.
Yeah.
But she never gives me a hard time about doing it. It was just seriously that I did it with my parents.
Yeah, but you ain't living in the same house yet. I've seen so many people who are into weed, and then they would meet someone, and then that person's not. And
but they're cool with it at first.
You've got to find somebody, I think, Nine, tell me if I'm wrong, but I think you got to find somebody who also does it if you're going to cohabitate.
Or at least find someone who doesn't have any control issues, because that's what that is.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm cool with that thing you do, and then the relationship progresses, you move in together. Hey, I hate that thing you do. I've always hated that thing you do. That's just a control move, because you moved in together, and they're trying to gain leverage in a situation. It's all about control. Something happened to him.
Yeah.
I sure would miss her if that was the case, but I'm not giving up weed.
Nari, do you want to talk to some folks, or would you rather just listen to your radio? It is up to you.
I'm perfectly comfortable talking to some folks.
All right, cool. P1 Aubrey's daddy is in Morganton, also a friend on Snapchat. Good morning.
What's up, Rise Guys?
How you, sir?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good. Have you ever smoked sticky icky icky with your parents?
I have.
Dang it, boy, this is just crazy. All right, go ahead. What age did you start?
I was about 14.
Who was it, mom or dad?
My mom.
Oh, wow, that shocks me too. Now, how did she say, hey, do you want some cookies and milk, or do you want to go suck on this spliff over here I have?
Nah, I used to smoke with one of her friends, and then, you know, we were all hanging out one night, and then, you know, mom kind of smoked with us.
Yeah. Wow.
You want to smoke, son?
And did you know she already smoked prior to that?
When she was younger, she did. But, I mean, after she had me and all my siblings, you know, she kind of quit.
Yeah. And did you feel after doing that with your mom that you were closer, or did it actually separate you as far as, you know, your emotional levels go?
Let me tell you what that means.
All right, Aubrey's daddy, tickle it, guys. Thank you, sir. Tell your mom I said hey. Give me a shotgun.
That's funny, right there.
Yeah, I'm kind of. I don't know why I'm shocked. You know, here's why I'm shocked, because I grew up in a very staunch Southern Baptist family that you didn't even say the word marijuana. Like you know what I'm saying? Like there was a thought there was drugs being sold at Crestview Apartments, and we moved.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we left Poe Mill.
The thought they may have been.
By
the mid-1980s.
There might be some drugs going on. Let's see. Tell Narc McGuire, not Mark McGuire. Tell P1 Narc McGuire that this is okay. So many times in society, we're held to other people's standards. If you're cool with it and your parents are cool with it, you have a relationship most people are jealous of.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
If you're grown.
If you're grown.
If you're 13 and your daddy's strong-arming you into
and you live in Easley?
Yeah. Oh, that's probably bad.
Yeah. I think that's got a lot to do with it. But if you're cool with it, you know what? Fine. But as I said earlier, with that girlfriend of yours, you got to make sure you're all on the same page before it goes any further. Because I've seen 4 acquaintances go through literal hell because at the beginning of the relationship, yeah, if you want to do it, it's fine. Just go in the garage.
Yeah.
And then 6 months later when you move in together,
no.
It smells like crap in here.
No.
You spilled bone water again.
We're all going to prison forever.
You eat all the snacks that I buy. Yeah.
Yeah.
But celebrate it and enjoy it. And just be careful.
I will, guys. Thank y'all so much.
All right, Narcus. Take a look, guys.
Rise, guys.
I forgot what I'm doing.
Live.
Call.com. Rob.com. Call Rob.com. God bless. PaulRobb.com Studios here in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people born today, happy birthday, or...
suck it. Oh, you little monster.
Now, this is going to be a fun trick. It's going to be Rolando Balkman's birthday, is it not?
Oh. No, I got too many today. I had to go.
People called him Roro.
It's straight up on most of these. I couldn't think of audio for some that seemed like I should have. I had a hard time with it today.
She looked pretty good as Harley Quinn. That's going to be a good movie.
She generally looks pretty good.
She's good at everything she does.
Oh, yeah. Except for riling people up with that picture of her and Dylan Mulvaney.
Saying that should get us demonetized.
Yeah.
I will say, I didn't mean that toward you. I just meant toward the situation.
I didn't take it that way.
Forty-six.
44. 38 today. Ah, dang it. I know she's getting up there. Let's see. Old Germanotta.
I thought she was Italian.
Oh. Damon.
No. His mama in the remake.
And I'm going to go ahead and go with whatever Cowboy says.
Fatboy Newt, Julia Stiles.
I had to think for a minute. That was kind of good, the remake. It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad, yeah. Julia Stiles from Save the Last Dance, other movies about dancing, 10 Things I Hate About You, which was the Taming in the Shrew for Dummies. Taming of the Shrew. She's in the Bourne movies.
Yeah, she's good in those. She kind of stepped away for a little bit. I'm going to say 43.
That sounds good.
44.
She is 43 today.
Thank you.
Yeah, good one.
We'll keep playing this because it seems appropriate for Kate Gosselin. Mother of 8 children and at least 3 reality shows.
And messed up women's hair for many, many years.
Like 10 years.
Some have never recovered from it.
Yeah, you still see that hair. Man, I hate it.
I want to say I heard she lives in Charlotte now or close to it.
Oh.
A lot of people do.
Then she might hear me say, suck it. We shouldn't be guessing your birthday. Not a shot on you, Jim.
No, I'll say suck it. I already got a point.
48.
49 now. Let's see.
What was her husband's name? Mantatea?
Yeah.
Did you hear about him? For real?
No.
So he's accused of being a slumlord now because he owns an apartment building, I think, in Cleveland that's underperforming and falling apart.
Okay. Lord.
I think you're thinking of Ivanka's husband, perhaps. Hey, where is
he? Oh, he's doing it, too.
It's the Young Bucks daddy.
No.
Old Buck.
I played this because it's the song I remember from old school.
Blue's dead.
He is dead. It's Vince Vaughn's birthday.
He can go to hell, suck it. I hope it's his last birthday.
Look, he's done like 3 good movies ever, okay? He's been good in approximately 3 movies I've seen. The rest of them, he just plays Vince Vaughn. It's annoying.
He is a terrible human being.
I see that. That movie where he's the serial killer and he swaps bodies with the teenage girl, that was funny, though. That was funny.
What was that called again?
Freaky, I think.
Yeah, Freaky.
I like the one when they did it with women called Freaky Friday.
Uh-huh.
But they weren't serial killers, though.
Yeah.
Would have been better if they had been.
Yes.
Yeah, he can suck it.
Okay.
I kind of loathe him. And I blame that off of the Fred Claus movie that cost me like $70 from Redbox.
The fact that you don't like him is entirely his fault. Because you watched him in movies, the only thing you know about him.
Yeah. Just a preference.
Yeah.
As Kanye would say, it's just a preference.
I reckon he can suck it, then we'll move on.
Paige abstained.
This guy has a really famous daddy.
I'll suck it too.
All right.
All right. Not that. No, not you.
I mean it literally.
You don't know till you ask.
It's Rodney Atkins there.
Awkward.
Oh, from the diet.
From Chet's loins.
Really?
I believe so, yeah. All right. I'm pretty sure.
Chet's a legend.
You talking about the ball player? I don't know Chet from Cade, guys. Help me out.
You think of Geno Atkins? They're cousins.
Geno.
Is Chet related to Mike? I want to play the Ring of Fire tomorrow. Can we agree right now?
Oh, never mind.
We will play tomorrow.
I'm down whenever.
Never mind. He ain't got a famous daddy. I was wrong.
All right, we're in.
I was thinking about somebody else. I was thinking about Red Akins, not Chet Atkins. Red Akins, not Chet Atkins.
Oh.
I'll just talk about the famous pastor.
Or not, you know, not Rodney Atkins, Red Akins. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm going to say suck it because I'm confused now.
I'm aggravated.
I'm confused myself. It. All right. Nobody cares. He's 55, though. Here's somebody you like. This next one you love.
Babe.
Spinderella.
No.
Ooh, I want a shoe shoe.
Chili.
No.
Wait a minute. I'm thinking the wrong one.
You are.
Pepper.
No. Peppa. It's Salt's birthday. Oh, Cheryl Salt. James. Salt.
Now I'm thinking of Salt
Here
Burn.
Here I go again.
Why'd you stop, Matt?
Man, that's tough to say. It's got to be all of like 59, though. I'll stay right there.
55.
58. She is 58 today. Nice. Now, this next guy is a sweetheart. We've met him many times. He's always super nice.
Is he a piece of candy Baby shaped Field? Like a heart?
No. Met him once. You know this song?
Oh, yeah. Jim Johnson's birthday.
No. It's war, not Barbarian. Warlord from Powers of Pain.
Oh, it's not Barb.
Terry. Nicest guy. Terrifying, huge muscle man, but so sweet.
To hear him talk.
He's so nice.
To see him smile.
Yeah.
Like back.
He has such a nice smile.
It's just to see him. He's got the voice, you know, I'm a power of pain. But then when he's sitting there, he's like, man, you're
just a pleasant man.
Yeah. I'm going to say.
You should have learned SAGs a little bit. Knobs, too.
How old do you think Warlord is?
62.
65.
63.
He is 62 today.
All right.
Do this one now.
Who's next? Barbarian?
No.
Warlord.
Paul Jones's army. Oh, my Lord. No way. Yeah. It's not going to be her. Really? It's Reba's?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It ain't Melissa Peterman's birthday from the Reba show, though she was very nice to us in L.A. that time. Reba's birthday today.
She didn't really go out of her way the way Deion Sanders did, but it's fine.
Deion's real nice.
Boy, I tell you, my opinion of her has changed a whole lot.
Deion Sanders is one of the coolest people we ever met, right? Like top of the heap, just cool.
Yes, without question. Although he's right there with, and people won't believe it, if there's love, is Hulk Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
Went out of his way to be very, very nice. Now, that's looking good. Back, I thought he might have thought I was a Make-A-Wish kid.
Yeah.
But he was very nice.
Oh, Reba today.
She doesn't know the meaning. She's
66. I don't like her being on that show now. It 70. Takes away from her.
68. She can sing Is There Life. Well,
Reba's 69 now. Give us one more.
You know, Dolly turned it down. The only reason she got it.
A single mom who works two jobs. Who feeds her kids without a top.
Playing Footloose.
Kenny.
No, it's
Kevin.
It's Bacon and not Loggins?
It's Diane Weiss's birthday.
What?
Diane Weiss, you know, she's the one who was like on Kevin Bacon's side in Footloose. She's the mom in Edward Scissorhands.
Oh yeah, I know.
She was in the Birdcage. She was the mule. She was the ex-wife in the mule with Clint Eastwood. Yeah. Right. What? I love that woman.
Did you see the Kevin Bacon story about Footloose?
No.
They're gonna tear down the high school they filmed it at, and they try to get him out there for their prom, and he says he's gonna go.
No, that's good.
That'd be fun.
He's gonna show up. I actually be there. Jackie Rohr.
He can dance.
I don't know if he still can. He might. He's skinny as hell.
Jennifer Grey can't because Matthew Broderick.
I mean, I have no idea. I think she's in her 70s, so I'm going to say a nice 77.
83?
75.
You were on it, Matt. Paige says she's 76 today.
And, Paige, I was over, Bob.
That's all we got, though. Mr. Perfect would have been 66 today if he's
still
living.
Oh, miss you, Kurt Hennig.
Yeah. That's all we got.
Showcase Showdown made no sense. You're still close, even if you went over.
And you got nothing.
Yeah, you can't go over. That's one of the rules they made.
I don't like it, Bob. Does Drew still do that way?
You know what? If I lost it, I'd run and get the camera. I'm not spaying my cat. I ain't neutering it neither.
I'm going to make him hump. Right now, bring him out.
Bring him out here.
Just kidding.
Pussycat. I love you. Don't edit this later. If you do, I agree with you. And I want to say this. I love cats. Thank you for listening to today's show.
Let's talk about the musical.
Let's talk about Andre Scalaraga.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest cat.
The big cat.
Nine was singing Ernest Miller. Thank you for listening to today's show.
Mad cats.
For real.
There's more.
From the heart, thank you. If you listen to all today's show through the hot times, daddy, with the technical issues, thank you so much. It's embarrassing to us, but we don't know how to do that stuff. So,
well, we don't have access to do it either. We don't have access to fix it.
Yes. I'm going to tweet or X right now that weekdays between 6 to 10, we make chicken salad and lemonade.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's not too sour. Tomorrow is Friday. And you know what? And tomorrow is Good Friday, too.
Yeah,
so
it is.
Remember that. Get today's podcast. You can text the word rewind. No, podcast.
Podcast is the one.
You text the word podcast to 72341. And that is the TLCMotors.com text line.
Standard message and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive.
Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. It is good.
Share special moments with the Rise Guys on your time. Get TRG's After Hours podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts, plus P1 approved on-demand audio, or text the keyword podcast to 72341 and have the link sent to your phone.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby, bye.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.